The Berkshire theater scene is gearing up for an in-person summer season, with considerable measures taken to confront the ongoing challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a region known for and heavily reliant on its culture sector, summer 2020 was a nightmare. Major tourist magnets like the Williamstown Theater Festival and Tanglewood canceled in-person events, dealing a blow to local coffers. Now, after a year of Zoom theater events, the return to some kind of normalcy is underway. But as WTF Artistic Director Mandy Greenfield can tell you, nothing about the forthcoming season has come easy.
Josh, the challenges, operational, financial, logistic, to realizing a 2021 summer season in Williamstown, Massachusetts that is safe for artists, for the town of Williamstown, for our audiences, are too voluminous to recount here on your radio show. I would be speaking for hours. You'd have to cancel all of your other programming for me to lay bare the intensity of the lift to bring this forward.
Working closely with the town, boards of health, outside advisors, and more, WTF season kicks off July 6th with the production of 9 solo plays by Black playwrights.
Every single thing about it is going to be just a little bit different. On the one hand, we're going to deliver the kind of bold, fearless theater making for which we and our artists are known. On the other hand, it will be entirely outdoors. We will be doing 3 projects in Williamstown, Massachusetts this summer, one of which will happen outside on Main. It will take place on the lawn outside the 62 Center for Theater and Dance on Main Street. That is where we normally produce indoors.
Other novel locations for the festival include the Reflecting Pool at the Clark Art Institute and a site-specific work called Alien Nation that will take theatergoers on a tour of Williamstown. In Lenox, Shakespeare & Company has also embraced the demands of the COVID-19 era by investing in new spaces for its season that starts on July 2nd.
We're building a brand new outdoor amphitheater called the New Spruce Theater, which in normal times will seat 543 people, but in COVID times will seat about 200, socially distant.
Artistic Director Alan Burrows.
That'll be in front of these towering spruce trees in the center of our property, much to reflect the pine trees where we were over at the mound and to look after people's safety and well-being. And we'll also be in the Roman Garden Theater again outside. We're looking forward to just having a very rich and full summer of outdoor productions. King Lear will be on the New Spruce Theater with Christopher Lloyd playing the title role. He was slated to do that last summer, but he's eager to get back this summer and do it again.
At its stages in Stockbridge and Pittsfield, Berkshire Theater Group has erected outdoor tents for productions like The Importance of Being Earnest starting June 19th and Nina Simone, Four Women, which kicks off in mid-August. Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield is presenting a hybrid of indoor and outdoor productions. Its season begins with an outdoor production of Who Could Ask for Anything More, The Songs of George Gershwin on June 10th. Followed by Chester Bailey inside the Boyd Quinson stage on June 18th.
We have taken out 2/3 of our seats on the main stage, which is a difference of 520 seats is the total number. We now have 160. We redid our air conditioning, air ventilation system, put in MERV 13 filters. We purge 100% of the air every night.
Artistic Director Julianne Boyd.
We are electrostatically cleaning every single seat and surface in the theater. That was what we planned for last year, and we're going to do the same. And, of course, we're going to do digital programs. Everybody has to wear masks. And I think it's quite stringent safety protocol, which is necessary at this time. And, of course, everyone coming into the theater and out of the theater has to stay 6 feet apart.
For more information on the coming Berkshire County theater season, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.